There's no need to divide. You are the temple, and it all belongs to us. Let's talk about that today in the Word. Good morning, and welcome back to Today in the Word. Hi, I'm Glenn Schaefer, and I'm so glad that you're walking through this with us. We're in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. We're wrapping up the last of that chapter, verse 16 through 23. And today we're going to talk about the real foundation of thought of what Paul is speaking of, why we can't be divided and why when we are defiling the temple, the church, and the importance of understanding this. This is important for all of us, including myself. So let's jump in here in verse 16 and 17, read these first two verses, then we'll go into the others. Here he's talking about the temple, we as that temple. Verse 16, do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Now, what is he emphasizing? He's saying, number one, I want you to see why you cannot be divided, why you can't separate yourself. Because he's going to go on and show that all of these things belong to the church, which you are the temple, and they belong to you. These gifts are not to be divided. Now, there's something in all of us that we want to be in the popular group. That's the flesh. It's divisive. We want to be in that group, and we want to form these groups. If we're not careful in our attempt to lead people, and I know you can do this, you can build a momentum in the body of Christ by being that particular group, the better group, the group that everybody wants to come to, the group everybody wants to be a part of. And if you're not careful, that can move from being a healthy sense of being connected to a sense of divided and creating sectarianism. There has to always be an openness to the whole church, the body of Christ. I'm not saying that God does not connect you with people, because I believe in divine connection. I believe in knowing that we're walking together and building together. But we have to guard the idea. Paul had his apostolic team. Peter had his team. Others were going in different directions, but they're all as one. He did not want the church divided. So I'm not saying that you cannot be attracted or connected to a group of people. Please hear me. What I'm saying is that that group of people has to be very careful that we don't create sectarianism and think that we're it. And this is what Paul is warning, because that'll take you into immaturity. That'll take you into decline spiritually, because we need all of the gifts in the church. So he's saying, do you not know that you are the temple? Meaning the temple of the Old Testament became in the dwelling of Christ. We beheld his glory as he tabernacled among us. So God was no longer in the temple. He was in Christ's fullness. He was in Christ here on the earth, because it says the fullness of the Godhead was in Christ bodily. So Christ came and dwelt among us. And then when he ascended on high, what did he do? The Father sent the Holy Spirit and formed the body of Christ. Now we could say the church existed before that, meaning the called out ones, meaning Israel in the wilderness. The Bible used the word church in the wilderness in Acts 7:38, referring to Israel. But the body of Christ, where God indwells, did not happen until the day of Pentecost. God would dwell in Moses and different prophets. The Spirit of God would come upon them. But the indwelling of God in the earth, in his church called the temple, started on the day of Pentecost. This is an exciting idea. And so Paul is saying, do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? And the division or the destroying is when we divide over leaders or over anything that hurts the church. Now, I know some people have used this verse of Scripture to say, if you commit suicide, you go to hell, because it says, if anyone defiles the temple, to him God will destroy. Well, it is true over in 1 Corinthians. Paul calls our bodies the temple of the Holy Spirit. But here, he's not talking about our bodies. This is not referencing suicide at all. Now, our lives belong to God, and I would not encourage anyone to consider suicide, of course. But that's not what is being addressed here. What's being addressed here is we, as the church, are the temple, the body of Christ, and anyone defiles it. How do you defile it? By dividing over the church. That's why you can't grow. That's why these things will be tested and tried. So he said, if anyone defiles the temple, God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Since God dwells in that temple, it is holy. What he wants us to do is to focus that it's all about the glory of God. Therefore, to embrace the whole church for God's glory. That's what he says in verse 18. Let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you seems to be wise in this age, let him become a fool that he may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he catches the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise. They are futile. So he brings them back to this idea. Wait a minute. Don't get caught up into man's wisdom and men's way. Rather, become a fool. Now, why does he say become a fool in order that you might be wise? Because the wisdom of this world is foolishness to God, but the wisdom of God is foolishness to them. So he said, I'd rather for you to be seen as a fool with real wisdom, which is the focus upon the kingdom of God, than to be drawn to man's wisdom. Why? Because the Lord knows. And he quotes out of Job 5 and Psalm 94. Job 5, he says, verse 13, he catches the wise in their craftiness, and the schemes of the wily are swept away. God sees the motives of people. We see that in Psalm 94:11. The Lord knows all human plans, and he knows they are futile. So we don't want to build our own plans. So he's saying in that passage, if anyone is deceived, let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you seems to be wise, he's almost being sarcastic to the Corinthians because they would have thought wisdom was something for them to receive from men. They would desire man's wisdom. He said, let him, if he thinks he to be wise, let him become a fool because he's really not wise at all because God knows the motives and he knows the plans. Now that's, as we glorify God, we see things in a right perspective. That's what he says here in verse 21 through 23. Therefore, let no one boast in men, for all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours and you are Christ and Christ is God's. What does he mean here? He's saying, come on, let no one glory in any particular leader. Let no one glory in some kind of sectarian division. Don't feel like you're on the outside. If you ever get the feeling like, I don't belong, I don't get a part of that group. No, wait a minute. Every gift in the church, every gift in the body of Christ belongs to us. You can't divide off Christ's gifts. And if you say, well, I'm of this person, I'm that person, in that sense, you're saying that man as a gift, or that person as a gift is not given to you. It's only given to us. He said, don't defile the church that way. He said, you are the temple. All these things belong to you. All is yours. Whether it's Cephas or Apollos or Paul, he said, they belong to you. You are the church. You can't divide over that. They already belong to the people who are dividing. There's no division. They already belong to the church. And he says, therefore, let no one glory in men. Let no one be divided over this. And he even mentions not only the gifts that Christ has given, because he gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, pastors, and teachers for what? Those are gifts given to the church to equip the saints. So we can't divide over leaders. And we just don't even need to divide over each other. We need to see each other, Christ in the gifts in that person, and embrace them. Wherever there is sectarianism, wherever there's division, it is a rejection of Christ in his body. I believe that's a defiling of the temple. I believe it's serious. God's temple is holy. And he says, all this belongs to you. And he goes on to add, even this world, this life, death, or things present or things to come. Everything that God provided in the death, everything God provided in the life of Christ, death and life of Christ, everything provided by God in this world and in the world to come, you can relax. You're not going to miss out. You're not going to come up on the short end of the stick. Why? Because all is yours and you are Christ. You are Christ and Christ is God's. We are in this together and we're not going to miss out. You can relax. You're not coming up on the short end. And I don't know why I keep wanting to say that, but I just see so many Christians who feel like they've been left out. There's no way. You have been placed in the church, the body of Christ. You have your place. Quit striving and say, God, what have you made me to be to glorify you? So many times we're looking at great things that we're to do, and God, what do you want me to do that's great for you? Start by being who you are in Christ. And it's not about you, it's about His glory. That's what Paul is saying. Otherwise, you might become divisive and robbed from the church. Be who you are and let the temple glorify God, whose temple we all are. We belong to Him. I love this. I love the Scriptures. Thank you for walking through the Bible with us, particularly here in 1 Corinthians today in the Word.